This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, March 27th, 2015. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be with us. We're going to take some of your calls on Operation Jade Helm, or the Jade Helm exercise. I guess that's the way the military would put it. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, of course, we also have some specials. I want to get to that before we get to go back to Paul. We have DNA Force, just a couple of more days that is on special. It's for the first time ever, it's below $100, 30% off. It's DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Very important to preserve your mitochondrial health. Well, what is that, you might say? Well, that's your DNA. If you look at the telomeres and the DNA, that is a very accurate predictor of the length of life that you have left. You need to protect your DNA from the kinds of toxins that we find in the air and the food that we drink, and boost its health. That's one of the best things you can do, is try to keep yourself healthy instead of trying to address problems after they've developed. So right now you can get DNA Force, 30% off, under $100 for the first time, and it's very expensive because of the BioQQ that is PQ that's in there. It's a very BioPQQ, I'm sorry. It's very important, essential element that's there, that's a formula that we don't have available in any other format. So that's in the DNA format, DNA Force, available for 30% off. I want to go back, Paul, to talk about how this has been rolling out. I think a lot of people woke up when we saw indefinite detention by the military, without a trial, the fact that they could render people out. That appeared in the NDAA just a couple of years ago. And, of course, Obama first said he wasn't going to sign it, and then he signed it on New Year's Eve, and then he said, don't worry, I'm not going to use it. No, it'll be for somebody else coming in. But, you know, Paul, there was something else that happened that wasn't widely reported last summer. There was also a pre-positioning, as they're positioning these MRAPs to these police stations everywhere, and everyone's getting concerned about that. There had been a program for decades, going back to the 1950s, where they were supplying firemen, fire stations, small fire stations with surplus military equipment because they really need the help. You've got these small rural fire departments that are putting out about 80% of the large wildfires, and they don't have large budgets, so they were getting surplus military equipment. And the Pentagon shut that down as they were trying to push these MRAPs to every police department throughout the country. I thought that was amazing that they would shut that program down. Of course, they got it put back in. The firemen, the local firemen, are very vocal. They got that reestablished. But to me, that showed that they were really focused on equipping the local police departments for martial law.
Exactly, and that's proven by what the New Hampshire police chief said in 2013, and this was the subject of former Marine Corps Colonel Peter Martino's testimony at that council meeting, because the police chief, in his application or his justification for purchasing this Bearcat armored vehicle, was, quote, the threat posed by libertarians, sovereign citizens, and Occupy activists in the region. So this was specifically targeted not at criminals who would, you know, commit mass rampages and gun crime, but at political activists in the region of New Hampshire. So it was in plain sight that this was what the militarization of the law enforcement in that region was geared towards. So that's not us saying it. That was the police chief of New Hampshire saying it.
Yes, and it was also someone who was a former Marine who was very, very concerned. But he came in the studio and talked to us about that. He said, why do you need to be more heavily equipped than my soldiers were when they were fighting in Iraq? Let's go to Anthony in Michigan. Anthony.
Hello.
Okay, hello. You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to say on that Jade Helm, it's right in front of plain sight there, like you always saying. The emblem, if you scroll down that page, And it says on the emblem there that at the bottom, it's control human domain.
Hang on, Anthony. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We'll take more of your calls. 800-259-9231.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to be taking your calls in this segment. The number is 800-259-9231. We're talking about the Jade Helm exercise. Of course, that's being spun by the mainstream media saying we're predicting a martial law takeover. No, we're pointing out this is creeping fascism, and we've been pointing that out for a very long time. We have an article that's up on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson as well as Alex Jones, Beyond Denial, Preparation for Martial Law in America. You need to spread the word on that article. We're going to go back to our phone calls. We've got Anthony in Michigan we're going to go back to in just a moment. Before we do, InfoWarsLife.com has, of course, Winter Sun, vitamin D3, one of our new products there. We take that from a nutrient-dense lichen plant. It is not synthetic. Most of the vitamin D supplements are synthetic. They're harmful. They're a form called vitamin D2. This is vitamin D3 from a natural plant. And we put a lot of it in each one of these doses. Just 10 drops has 2,000 IUs per dose. That's a dose of 10 drops. So that's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, The DNA Force is available till the end of the month, just a few more days, at 30% off. For the first time, it's available at under $100. Let's go back to our phone call right now. We had to go to break, Anthony, but you were just talking about Operation Jade Helm. Go ahead.
Yeah, on your page there, and it says Jade Helm emblem there. Right at the bottom of the emblem there, it says control human domain. I mean, you know, we're $18 trillion in debt. Now, how can we let the government have our health care and everything else? I mean, we as American people need to wake up and start taking more control of our lives.
Absolutely. It's not to be anti-military to say that there has to be some understanding of what the scope and the mission of the military is. That should be determined by the people. We should have this discussion. But if you have that discussion, you're not a real patriot, are you? Let's play that clip that we have. Where this is, we played several clips in the last half hour from the military making the presentation to a one of the counties around here. It was Brazos County. And I want to play this clip here where he basically appeals to them. They want to have a permission to come in. They want a letter of permission, but they've already worked out what they're going to do. But he says, why are we coming to Texas? Here's what he says.
Why did we choose Texas? Number one, we've done exercises within Texas. We've been doing them here in Texas for years. One of the things that we have always found about coming to Texas, and I know JR and I, if you count all the mileage that he and I have done, we probably traveled back and forth across the state of Texas probably about 10 times already since July of last year. But we have not ran into anyone who is not willing to help us out, because they understand, Texans understand, that we're training these guys to go out and be able to prepare our airmen, soldiers, and sailors to be able to go out and do the business of the United States military across the globe. And we appreciate that Texans are very supportive of everything.
Yeah, they're not training people to go out and support America across the globe. They're practicing for operations here in America, as we just said in the last segment. They're practicing on how to blend in and operate covertly in America. That's not going to help them abroad. But, of course, real Texans support the military no matter how vague, no matter how secretive their mission is, no matter how obvious that mission is targeted towards domestic operations. This is a psyop, Paul.
Well, exactly, David. And there's more information coming about this. There's a Mint Press article which, you know, kind of blames us for saying it's the apocalypse and a martial law takeover, which we never said. But also some interesting commentary on what these exercises might entail. Quote, America's special forces will most likely have to evade capture by local law enforcement, suspicious citizens, and whatever military unit is turned loose to try to catch them. One source believes the force from the JOAX will become the, quote, bad guys and try to catch the CRF troops while they attempt to make their way undetected to a safe country, which translates as the blue states on the map, the non-hostile states. But again, this is being conducted in America, which is completely removed, completely different from the environment, the customs, the culture that they would be expected to encounter overseas in places like the Middle East. So as he said, it appears to be geared towards infiltrating America more so than overseas countries, because the environment would be completely different. The people would be completely different. It makes little sense.
Absolutely. And, of course, these labels of hostile and friendly are drawn along political lines for the most part, even using the what's now become the traditional colors of blue and red for different political factions. Any other comments, Anthony, before we move on?
No, I was just wondering, you know, why, you know, us, as American people, we can see this going on, but our politicians just aren't awake to what's going on and standing up for our rights and privileges. They're just being bought and controlled by. We need to end lobbying. We need to stop lobbying, period. Let's file some petitions and let's stop lobbying altogether, period.
I think a lot of these politicians are not really understanding what's going on. They're being given one line by the military. They're being manipulated, as we talked about earlier. There's a very obvious RAND Corporation technique, the Delphi technique. They use it for Agenda 21. They know that they can get these people to buy into this agenda, thinking that that's part of their agenda. We need to come to them. You need to come to the people in your area, if you're in one of these areas, and try to educate these county commissioners. Tell them what this is really about. Have them look at what unconventional warfare is. They're not even questioning what that is. And, of course, they're giving a different version of this, as we played for you when they present this to the county commissioners. They're not breaking down for them really what unconventional warfare is. They're not really showing them what that is. Let's go to Michael in Wyoming. Michael. Go ahead, Michael. You're on.
Glad to be on the show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I am a 21-year veteran in the Navy, and I retired in 2013. And lately, I've just been listening to the show and gathering it all in and trying to figure out what I can do, you know, to kick it into action, because I feel like I need to do something. I heard Sheriff Mack on the radio the other day with the CSPOA, and I realized that it is pretty much my duty, since I'm not on the wrong side of the law, and I live in a rural area, and I happen to know that my sheriff is a conservative, that I needed to approach him and make sure that he was aware of what was going on with Jade Helm and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I wanted to reach out to other veterans and let them know that they're important, and they have a duty still, even though they're retired or they've returned and they're inactive. They need to get with their local peace officers, especially in the rural areas where it is more conservative, and make sure that they can give whatever support that they can give their sheriff's department and their peace officers.
Absolutely. I think it's very much an educational issue. As I was just saying, in many cases, they're being given disinformation. They need the other side. They need the facts so that they can make a decision. They're going to get a very skewed presentation from the military, as we were just playing for you. They're not going to get all the facts. They certainly aren't going to have the background to see where this has all been coming from. So many of these guys, they look at the military equipment that's coming to them from the Pentagon that's surplus, and they go, hey, this is great. They're just going to give this to us for free. They don't see, many of them, what's going on. And so if we educate them and they know what's going on and they still agree with it, then that's a different scenario. But in many cases, they don't even know what's behind this. Paul?
Yeah, I think that's the point. And also, you know, some of the people involved in this drill, in 10, 15 years' time, they're going to be the ones who are demonized as disgruntled, violent veterans by the Department of Homeland Security. You know, this kind of came to fruition in 2009 when the DHS came out and said that returning veterans were disgruntled about the takeover of the United States. That was in their own document. They didn't put the word takeover in quotation. So it wasn't as if this was a claim that the veterans were making. It was as if that, yes, it was the DHS saying this is a takeover. The veterans are concerned about it. This is why we need to combat them. And repeatedly we've seen demonizations, you know, DHS intelligence assessments, the Boy Scout explorers being trained to kill, quote, disgruntled Iraq war veterans, according to the New York Times. So that first kind of emerged back in 2009. It's intensified since, with police being, quote, armed for war to take on returning veterans. So some of the people involved in this exercise are inevitably going to be demonized later on when they return to the civilian population. So,
absolutely.
You know, we need to reach out to them and take hope in the fact that a lot of these surveys they do about, you know, will you disarm the American people? The majority of U.S. Army individuals say no, they won't. So that's a positive thing to hold on to. They do seem to be more educated than the general population.
Yes, it's an information war. It's an information war for the veterans. It's an information war for your local politicians who are buying into this, and especially for local law enforcement. They need to understand how important it is that they maintain local control of law enforcement, that they don't get everything in a hierarchical structure under Homeland Security, that they don't militarize local law enforcement. That's very, very important. Let's go to Landshark in Nevada. Landshark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, go ahead.
My name is, Landshark. I'm a former Navy SEAL of 10 years. Got out back in 1997. Back in 1996, myself and the dozen or so guys that I worked with immediately were handed a stack of papers to sign,
and basically said if you didn't sign them, then you would not be doing the job that you were doing anymore. And it, in essence, said that if asked by the president to disarm the American population, you would do so, and you had to sign it, and you had to turn it in. Well, half the guys threw them away, and the other half signed.
Hang on, Landshark. As a former Navy SEAL, I want to get your reaction. I want to know what's happened in the past. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us from the UK. And just before we went to the break, we had someone calling us from Nevada, Landshark, saying that he was a former Navy SEAL. Landshark, can you go back and break that down from the point you were talking about your experience as a Navy SEAL, especially the documents that you said that they gave you to sign? We didn't have time to go through that before we had to take a commercial break. And a lot of people are joining us now. So could you begin that from the beginning?
Yeah, we were handed a stack of papers to sign, and this is about the dozen or so guys that I was working with directly. And we were told we had to sign them. If we didn't sign them, then we would no longer have the positions that we had, meaning the tactical positions that we had. So a lot of people signed them, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and put them back, and everybody went to lunch, came back, and the stack of papers was gone. I managed to throw mine away, but I became incredibly disillusioned with my job. A year later, I wound up getting out. You know, I discovered that I was no longer supporting and defending the Constitution. I was suddenly going to be a pawn for the politicians.
And what were these papers that you had to sign? What were they saying that you would do or would not do?
Stating that if we were asked to, we would go door to door and disarm the American population.
Yeah, that's what we've been seeing. A lot of people have reported that. How do you feel about this Jade Helm exercise? Because this is all special forces. This is a couple of months. This is in America. Do you find it credible that they are working to practice covert operations, their ability to basically blend in the local community, that that's going to be helpful for them abroad?
I think it's a test run. It's a test run for future events. We want to see how this goes, just like when they handed us the pieces of paper and asking us to sign that we would disarm the population. I'm sure they just wanted to see what kind of reaction they would get. And they got the reaction and realized they couldn't do it back in 1995, 96, back when I was in.
That's right. This is a test for the military as well as for the local areas where they're going to be having these exercises. It's a PSYOP that has many different objectives, doesn't it?
Yes, they want to see how this one goes, and Texas is probably going to be one of the more difficult states because you have a lot of people that believe in the Constitution there.
Yes, yes. Paul, did you want to ask Landshark anything?
Yeah, just to touch on that, again, this whole idea of military officers being asked if they will fire upon and disarm American citizens has repeatedly cropped up. Of course, Ben Smith, the former Navy SEAL, came on the Alex Jones Show and affirmed that that was indeed the case, that they were being asked that. We also had Nobel Peace Prize nominee Jim Garrow, who said that the new litmus test for military leaders would be whether or not they will obey this order to fire on U.S. citizens. Then the 29 Palms survey in California, May 1994, asked the same question. Would they fire upon U.S. citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms? So the fact that that was leaked by members of the military who were incensed that they would even be asked that question is a very positive thing because it shows us where their loyalties lie.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Landshark. Thank you for your loyalty to the Constitution. And thank you for adding your voice to yet another saying that this is what they are asking of officers in the military. Thank you so much. Let's go to MD in Istanbul. MD.
Yes, hello. Good morning for you guys. For me, it's already evening.
What are you doing in Istanbul? Are you? Do you live there? Are you in the military?
No, I'm not in the military. I live there. I work there. And I'm, as a matter of fact, not an American, nor am I related to America. But okay. I do know certain stuff, and I would like to share that with you guys.
Sure, go ahead.
And all those purges, Operation Jade Helmet, and all these other stuff, like when you guys talk about globalists and stuff like that, it's all related to one global system. And I'm calling you guys because I believe that our state is interconnected. The people in the United States are the only people who are armed to the teeth. The government has no control over them. And you have served your useful time, lifetime, and this is why at the end of the resistance of the free people, American people, they have to get rid of the American people. And the system is being controlled in the United Kingdom by the British Queen through a good cop, bad cop. Good cop now being Putin.
Hang on, MD. We've got to go to a commercial break. If you want to hold through the commercial, if you can, we'll be right back. This is MD from Istanbul, and he's absolutely right. We are the resistance. In America, we have the money, we have the power, we have the armed citizenry. That's why they have to take it down. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's Alex Jones.
Last night I heard this politician talking about...
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us for just a few more minutes, and Paul's going to be leaving. We've got a special report coming up tied to the article that's on InfoWars.com. Russia has constructed massive underground shelters in anticipation of nuclear war. It's a special report from Alex Jones. We're going to play that in just a moment. Before we get back to our caller, before we get to that, though, I want to let you know that the DNA Force that's available for 30% off just to the end of this month, just a couple of days left. And, of course, it's a very potent antioxidant blend. It supports health in heart and brain, as well as your mitochondrial health. The telomeres, the length of your telomeres in your DNA are very strong predictor of the length of your life. You need to protect your DNA as well as your immune system. This has a potent antioxidant blend. It protects you from environmental toxins, and, of course, it supports you aging in a healthy manner. It has resveratrol, but not just any resveratrol. It's trans-resveratrol, the active isomer of resveratrol that's been clinically proven to support the body's natural defense damage. And so that's available right now for 30% off for the first time under $100 at InfoWarsLife.com. So expensive because it contains BioPQQ, a very, very expensive nutrient in that proprietary blend. Let's go back real quickly to MD and Istanbul. I want to get your comments quickly there, MD, and then I want to get Paul Joseph Watson's comments on what you have to say before we go to the report. Go ahead, MD.
Okay. The what I would like to add to what I already said is every president in the world is a Manchurian candidate. They do not work for the people. They work for the system. You in the United States, because the sheeple has woken up, have become a liability. And this liability will be dealt with Operation Jade Helm. Now, people are waking up all over the world. So they are expecting some sort of a resistance all over the world. This is why we're heading towards a global conflict.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just you saying this in Istanbul. We had James Madison essentially say that if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Paul, your comments before we go to Alex's report.
Well, basically, America is the bulwark against tyranny. There's never going to be a hot tyranny in America so long as you're armed. You know, there are 70 to 80 million gun owners, 300 million guns in the United States. That's 300 times the amount possessed by the police. You can't have a tyranny so long as that's the case. So it would be absolute lunacy for the law enforcement authorities or the military to conduct these disarmament procedures, these door-to-door procedures, which is why, for the moment, it's not going to happen. And that is your main protection against it.
Absolutely. They're looking for a way to not have to go door to door. They can just take all of our ammunition. That's why they focus that on gun control. Let's go to Alex Jones' report. Thank you so much, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. This is Alex Jones on Russia's underground shelters built in anticipation of a nuclear war.
America is a captured nation. To a great extent, we are dominated by foreign offshore corporations. That's not even a secret anymore. CNBC, you name it, comes out and admits we're under global government run by private offshore central banks.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
And that's how it always works. When we were trying to expose the globalist takeover 20 years ago, they said it wasn't happening. We said that it was specifically not just a global corporate conspiracy, but that it was run by private families owning the world's central banks. And now it's admitted. We told you there was a plan to militarize the police 20 years ago, and were attacked all over the national news. Now it's admitted. They don't want to debate something before they've completed its establishment. They want to debate it after it's in place, and then ridicule those that dare even criticize it. These are the tactics used. We knew Obamacare had death panels. We knew it had all these nightmarish provisions in it to raise taxes on poor people and the middle class alike. But the system played us like fools, the general population, and kept denying that it was in the bill, even though the bill was public. But with things like the North American Union Treaty and the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the Asian Union, they're just keeping those completely secret. Now, I'm going to get into a story, an issue, that if we can understand this, it's what I call a Rosetta Stone. It will decode everything else. And there are a lot of these stories out there, but this one is one of the biggest. And I've talked about it before, but never shot a special report. So I want to spend a few minutes tonight talking about an issue that is one of the most important on our planet. And if we understand this, it's a doorway to a wider world. And that's what we're trying to do here at InfoWars.com. We wear our bias of telling the truth and being pro-human and pro-freedom on our sleeves openly. We're here to show you the hat trick. We're here to show you how the scam works, because we believe in economies based on quality and honor. and innovation and renaissance, not economies based on war and deception and fraud and surveillance and crony capitalism and gangs. Now, that said, I want to discuss the issue of Russia's gigantic mega bunkers that they've been building. One of them, the Pentagon reports, and the Russians confirm, is 400 square miles in size. We're not just going to look at the bunkers. We're going to give you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. So before we get to the bunkers, let's just review some recent mainstream news reports. You heard us tell you this 5 years ago. Now it's in The Guardian just a few weeks ago. As inequity soars, the nervous super rich are already planning their escapes, mainly to New Zealand. As I told you years ago, James Cameron and others are fleeing. They believe the U.S. will collapse. I have that from internal sources. I've talked to other billionaires. To New Zealand with armored redoubts, their own airfields. It's all in this article. Years after I told you. And I'm going to have the crew of these taped shows go back and just show you everything I'm claiming in the past is now happening. Not because I'm saying I'm Mr. Fancy Pants Know-It-All. This stuff's hidden in plain view. We're telling you the truth about what's going on. Here's another report. Swiss Info. Bunkers for all. Switzerland is unique in having enough nuclear fallout shelters to accommodate its entire population should they ever be needed. New York Times. Swiss ready to face Armageddon in comfort. Science World goes over this as well and how the elites are building Rockefeller-funded emergency seed vaults, animal and DNA emergency arcs all over the world. I mean, this is amazing what they're doing. They're spending billions and billions on this every year. Inside the secret luxury survival bunkers for millionaires. You know, I'm good friends with Joel Skousen, probably the top bunker builder in the country. And he won't talk about his clients, but he will talk about the fact that there's a major uptick in billionaires, but also former CIA, FBI, you name it, building smaller ones under their houses. And they're some of the biggest preppers. And why is that? We're going to talk about that in a moment. But when we have some extra water or, say, get guns or have water filters, we're kooks and crazies and, you know, bad people. 7 million Americans died during the Great Depression from malnutrition. In major university studies, broke that down. 90% were self-sufficient back then. 5% are self-sufficient today. Look it up. Continuing, U.S. Department of Defense. Russians still building bunkers. So there it is, directly from the Department of Defense, when they have Army PSYOPs come out and say, we made all this up. Now, let's move to the actual article from Michael Schneider, Into the American Dream blog, republished at Infowars.com. Excellent, excellent article. And when I read this morning, I said, I've got to talk about this in more detail because he absolutely hits the nail on the head. And the whole article's lengthy, as his articles are, and he documents it and links to the Department of Defense and the Russian government itself. We just showed you some of those links. Did you know the Russians have a massive underground complex in the Ural Mountains that has been estimated to be approximately 400 square miles in size? And then they go through the fact that it's roughly as big as the area inside the D.C. Beltway. And that they've got at least five other major systems. Now, here's the rest of the story. Switzerland has bunkers for all their people with anti-tank weapons, with food, with water, with generators, and with sniper rifles, assault rifles, heavy machine guns for every man and woman in the country. And in their homes, by law, they've got to have hidden weapons in case a tyrannical government took over, which has happened in Switzerland in the time of William Tell. That's where their whole culture came from, that our culture is based in part on. So you won't get taught that in school, but look it up. It's a historical fact. They had a takeover, and William Tell started an uprising against them when they made him shoot the apple off his son's head with the crossbow. That's all a true story, folks. But they don't want you to know those archetypes that were taught in schools until the 60s. They want you to just believe this fake plastic culture just came out of nowhere. It was scientifically designed. Why are the Russians spending the equivalent of some estimates over $1 trillion in the last decade building this giant bunker complex? And they've got subways in them. We'll show you some of those in the articles. They've got, you name it. Because they know that the globalists are planning a nuclear war with Russia. Again, I'm not saying Russia's even the good guys. They're their own predator class, but not as sophisticated. Russia's more like a raccoon when it comes to being a predator, and the globalists are like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, they are the vicious offensive attackers. But the Russians are a Tyrannosaurus Rex when it comes to their nuclear forces. But they're not offensively trying to do anything. They're under attack, having all their soft underbelly attacked by radical Islamists and others, and they're actually fighting back against it. In the United States, congressional reports have come out. We know there's been massive underground bunkers built. We know there's underground railways from Fort Hood, where I live close to in Austin, Texas, out to the old SAC base at Bergstrom. I had family that saw it back in the 60s. I've had family currently in special operations that, you know, yeah, that's there, but I'm not going to talk about it. You can see the snorkels on 290 out there to get air from the underground railways where they move nukes back and forth 60, 70 miles up to Fort Hood. So all of this is happening. All of this is going on beneath the surface. And here's the big issue. Russia's bunkers are for their people. Switzerland's bunkers are for their people. Our bunkers are luxury COG for the government and the elite. But the elite know that living in a bunker isn't very fun, so they're moving to New Zealand. Good luck moving to New Zealand or the Cook Islands or Grand Cayman or Barts or wherever, or Luxembourg, if there's a nuclear war. I mean, it's ridiculous. Elites are even moving out of England and Israel and Switzerland. But they're so chutzpah-driven, so arrogant, that they've got to control everything. They've got to take over the world, even if it means they could destroy it. So this is really a message to the establishment. Listen, your best plan is restoring freedom and restoring transparency in the West and not starting war with the Russians and not going for global domination like Hitler and so many other thugs of history like Napoleon. You're not going to be safe in New Zealand. You're only going to be safe not incinerating the globe. And that leads me to the tragic jetliner downing where they claim the pilot nosedived it into the ground because he was depressed. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. What I do know is that's an example of how one of the most trusted industries out there, professional pilots, some of the best people psychologically out there, can still have bad actors. And historically, dictators always think that they're invincible. And they can crash entire civilizations into the ground. They can bring down whole empires, whole countries, until nuclear weapons came along. Now they can bring down the whole planet. Don't think, ladies and gentlemen, that we'll always be here. I never, in all my years studying history, saw a general or a admiral or a president cavalierly say, we came, we saw, Gaddafi died. Oh, we ought to just kill a bunch more Russians in body bags and ship them back.
We came, we saw, he died.
The only way the United States can have any effect in this region and turn the tide is to start killing Russians by killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to the motherland in body bags.
People like General Scales are out of their minds. Just cavalierly talking about attacking Russia, and they're sending an armored brigade to fight them right now in Ukraine. That is their historical birthplace and doorstep. This is the type of megalomania that destroys countries and destroys planets. And we are now at the crossroads, and our elite don't have bunkers for us. The Russians and the Swiss do. We don't have bunkers. You know what the designated fallout shelter is? Growing up in Dallas, we see these. Now it's not even there. They've taken the signs down. Designated nuclear fallout shelter is underground parking garages where you go to sleep out the nuclear winter and starve to death. With 90% plus of the public urban and not self-sufficient, can you imagine a depression? All hell would break loose. We have 50 million people in soup lines. They're just digital now. Can you imagine the breakdown? And then when individuals try to prep and get prepared, we're kooks and we're crazy, while the government is digging in like it's the end of the world and carrying out policies that could trigger that. So we're living in unprecedentedly dangerous times. Our borders are wide open, but they've got all these military drills going on to take on the Tea Party and gun owners. We have an insane ruling class. They hate the Russians because they're independent. They hate Texans because they're independent. They hate anybody that wants to be sovereign. They hate anybody that doesn't want to be a slave. They hate anybody that's got a fighting spirit. They hate anybody who's manly, anybody who's strong. These people are crazy. They already rule the planet pretty much, but they got to mop up the few areas they don't dominate. And when they do get full control, what do? Jack up the taxes, break up our families. We have an evil elite, a bunch of unaccountable, crazy bankers who, when they make bad bets like John Corzine of Goldman Sachs, steal people's accounts to pay it off and don't even get in trouble. They're dangerous. They're running a global Ponzi scheme with nuclear weapons. That's it for this report. The Russians have bunkers. They're building more. Everybody else has bunkers. For some of their population, at least, we have nothing. Nothing. While our elite push World War III and have Pentagon reports going, a nuclear war would be survivable and quite reasonable. We should start using tactical nukes more often. And generals on TV talking about killing more Russians and starting a war with them. It is very, very dangerous. I'm Alex Jones signing off for the special emergency report. You are insane as viewers and listeners, and I'm begging you, please get this video, email it, post it to Facebook, get it out to everybody you know, send it out on Twitter. We've got to stop nuclear war. The preparations have never been more intense, and the public's being taught it's not a danger anymore. We've got to get a hold of this problem right now. Alex Jones signing off. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance against global extermination and insanity. We are common sense, and nowadays having common sense is like being some kind of superhero.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to our callers on Jade Helm, the Jade Helm exercise. But before we do, I want to put this in kind of a perspective. You know, we need to talk about what the size, the scope, and the mission of the military should be. That's a discussion that if we still have a country that is not a dictatorship, we should be able to have that kind of discussion and not be labeled anti-military, not be labeled as unpatriotic. We need to ask, is there any limit to the size of the military? What is that limit, if such a limit does exist? You know, we just had a new budget come out, a quarterly through February. They said $1.2 trillion, a record amount of federal taxes brought in, $1.2 trillion, yet that still doesn't cover the tab. We're still running a $386 billion deficit. So you've got Rand Paul proposing that we do what? That we increase military spending. That's what Rand Paul did. According to Time magazine, said in an olive branch to defense hawks, hell-bent on curtailing his White House ambitions, the Libertarian Senator Rand Paul introduced a budget amendment late Wednesday calling for nearly $190 billion infusion in the defense budget over the next 2 years, roughly a 16% increase. Now, in fairness to Rand Paul, he is trying to offset some of that with cuts elsewhere. There was a battle that kind of came up between Paul and Rubio that Politico reports about. They say a 2016 brawl breaks out on the Senate floor between potential presidential candidates, Marcos Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul. Of course, Rand Paul, they all want to increase the defense spending. But Rubio did not want to have any of the cuts that Rand Paul suggested. And what Rand Paul wanted to do was to cut some money, $21 billion from foreign aid, $14 from the National Science Foundation, climate change operations, $10 billion from the EPA, the Department of Commerce, $20 billion from the Department of Education. You get the idea. About $106 billion Rand Paul would cut. But he would still be increasing the defense budget by $190. Now, he said, we can't keep borrowing more money from China to send to Pakistan. But, you know, we can't keep borrowing more money, period. The bankers have us essentially on a reverse mortgage loan. That's what the Federal Reserve has been doing. They basically, we haven't been covering our bills for any of the years for a very long time. That's why we have such a large debt. You know, the debt is the accumulation of the annual deficits that we run. And so we're still running through that. Now, as Politico points out with these three Republicans, you got Marco Rubio, who basically didn't want to have any cut. You got Rand Paul, who would basically offset half of the increase. And then where was Ted Cruz? Well, he kind of vacillated in the middle and then essentially wound up siding with Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham. That's right, the neocons who want to run this through. In an interview with Politico, Rand Paul lambasted his foes and said that they were engaging in reckless, irresponsible behavior, showing that they lacked the courage and the conviction to rein in the country's mountain of debt. Well, I agree, but I think we need to step back and we need to say, how much more are we going to grow the military? That's a very concerning thing, and that's what Reason points out. As they talk about, yes, okay, fine, it's fair to say that Rand Paul would offset some of this increase, but they say more than ever, we need someone who's going to argue that $600 billion is more than enough to secure the safety and the security of U.S. citizens and interests. Well, you know, I don't think that it's necessarily securing our safety. It may actually be working against it to have a standing military. We need to go back to what James Madison said. Human nature doesn't change. It hasn't changed in 200 years. And he knew from history how this is going to break down. And he said, a standing military force with an overgrown executive, in other words, the kind of guy we've got right now, the kind of guy we're likely to have, or woman, if we replace him with Jeb Bush or with Hillary Clinton, will destroy liberty. He says, the means of defense against foreign danger have always been the instruments of tyranny at home. He points out that happened in the Roman Empire. It was happening in his day in Europe. And it is happening right now in America. Stay with us right after the break, and callers, I'm going to come back to Doug, Wayne, Will, and Antonio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit ancientdefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.